You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The consolidated net profit of Jio Financial Services, the NBFC arm of Reliance Industries, slumped 56% quarter-on-quarter to Rs. 294 crore for the December quarter due to higher expenses and lower total income. Total expenses rose to Rs. 98 crore from Rs. 71 crore in the July-September period. Total income fell nearly 32% to Rs. 414 crore. The provision for taxation rose to Rs. 88 crore for the quarter under review from Rs. 86 crore in the previous quarter. The consolidated results of Jio Financial Services include those of its subsidiaries, associates and joint ventures. These include non-bank lender Jio Finance, Jio Insurance Broking, Jio Payments Bank and payment aggregator Jio Payment Solutions. Moving on. While the interim budget on February 1st may steer clear of any major changes in the tax policy, it will likely extend the sunset clause for the concessional 15% corporate tax rate for new manufacturing units beyond March 2024, sources privy to the matter said. While industry bodies have sought an extension of the one-time tax relief to new units to be incorporated for another 3 years, the government might opt to keep the facility open for another year only for the time being. This is because it is keen to encourage units to implement the investment decisions without any further delay, given that the government's ability to pump prime the economy with its capital expenditure is limited. In another news, the government on Monday allowed large industrial users of electricity to have their transmission lines and grid connectivity without any requirement of license and tweak transmission tariff norms to make it more cost-effective. The move is expected to further reduce the losses of electricity distribution utilities and improve their financial viability. Union Power Minister R.K. Singh said, through a series of amendments to the Electricity Rules 2005, the government also rationalized charges for open access to electricity, a step that would help expedite the adoption of renewable energy. As per the amendments, consumers having more than a specified quantum of load will be allowed to establish and operate dedicated transmission lines without the requirement of license. Meanwhile, the Reserve Bank of India on Monday proposed a phased transition towards tightening regulations for housing finance companies to ensure they are treated at par with non-banking financial companies. The RBI, in a draft circular, proposed all deposit-taking HFCs raise their total liquid assets, along with unencumbered approved securities, to 15% of public deposits from 13% by the end of March 2025. HFCs will do this in a phased manner, wherein the minimum percentage will be increased to 14% deposits by September 2024 and 15% by March 2025. It has invited comments from stakeholders by February 29. Separately, RBI also proposed that housing finance companies be allowed to hedge the risk arising out of their operations. Next up, ahead of the interim budget next month, property developers are hoping for lower interest rates on affordable housing loans and lower taxes on such properties to boost demand in the segment. The realty sector also expects the government to increase the cap on affordable housing units from Rs. 45 lakh to a higher bracket, depending on city size. They also want the carpet area cap for such properties to be increased from the current 60 square meter in metro cities and 90 square meter in other cities to higher limits. The affordable housing segment has been facing a double whammy from last few years while sales have taken a hit due to high loan interest rates. Moving forward, the domestic IT firms may still not be out of the woods in terms of improvement in spending by clients across the globe, as is evident from the muted numbers reported by at least three firms, TCS, Infosys and Wipro, during the October-December quarter. Analysts say that companies worldwide are yet to revive their IT spending and budgets are not going to pick up going ahead. Still, the shares of the IT firms led by bellwether TCS and Infosys have been rallying since last Thursday when the earnings season kicked off. According to analysts, key reason for the same is the positive sentiment exhibited by the IT companies in pushing ahead with various initiatives. Next on stock market, GIFT Nifty indicated that Indian equity indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 may see a lackluster opening on Tuesday. GIFT Nifty traded up by 8 points or 0.04% at 22,151.50, indicating a lackluster opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Tuesday. On Monday, NSE Nifty 50 gained 202.90 points or 0.93% to settle at 22,097.45, while the BSE Sensex ended higher by 759.49 points or 1.05% to 73,327.94. The Nifty Bulls maintained their momentum, propelling the index to new highs beyond the 22,000 mark. Sustaining above these levels could potentially lead the index towards the 22,500 mark. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.